Research shows that breastfeeding helps babies grow and develop while protecting them from some diseases. A study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association hints at another benefit, higher intelligence. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
Researchers evaluated over 3,000 people born in Denmark between 1959 and 1961. Those who were breastfed scored higher on IQ tests than those who received infant formula. Psychologist June Reinisch of the Kinsey Institute in Indiana was part of the research team. She says IQ tests were given to some individuals when they were 18 years old and to some when they were 27.
The average score of those that were breastfed less than 1 month was right around a little bit less than 100, which is the average, you know, 99.4. And that the ones that were breastfed 7 to 9 months, their average was 106.
Reinisch says a 6-point difference in IQ is a big difference. The study doesn't examine how breastfeeding might increase intelligence, but Reinisch says one possibility involves the natural ingredients found in breast milk. It contains a fatty acid called DHA that seems to strengthen nerve cells in the brain. Infant formula around 1960 did not contain the nutrient, but today some companies have added it to their product. Then there is the natural intimacy of breastfeeding.
Stimulating by touch is an extremely powerful ingredient in the development of the nervous system.
And Reinisch says stimulating the brain is like exercising a muscle.
You can't touch the brain with your hands. The only way that you get to stimulate the brain is with input. And you know how easy it is to put a bottle in a bottle holder or to just can the bottle to a child for them to drink out of. That only stimulates their mouth. Whereas with when you're breastfeeding, you've got to hold the baby in order to breastfeed it. There's no other way. You can't leave your breast in the crib. And so there's a lot more interaction going on and touching going on of one sort or another.
On the other hand, Reinisch admits the higher intelligence could have nothing to do with breastfeeding. She says it could be that those women who chose to breastfeed were also the type of women who chose to spend more quality time with their children.
Early on, how much time you spend talking to your child and being with them is extremely important.
Another explanation could be that the parents of kids who were breastfed had higher IQs themselves. The study didn't measure the parents' intelligence. Dr. Ruth Lawrence is a pediatrician at the University of Rochester. She says 60% of new mothers leave the hospital breastfeeding, but after 6 months, only 20% are still doing so. Most stop during that first month. Lawrence says doctors are one of the reasons why.
Let's say the baby comes in for a checkup and the baby hasn't gained the amount of weight the doctor thought the baby should gain. No effort is made to do anything to fix the situation. They usually offer the suggestion that they just quit. Or maybe the mother needs to take a medication for a few days and they ask their doctor about it, and their doctor doesn't know whether it's safe or not, so the doctor says, well, why don't you just quit?
Lawrence says there are lots of reasons other than intelligence to breastfeed a child, and she says most of the problems women encounter early on can be solved. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.